Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the Michigan Golf Podcast, episode 2. And this is going to be a special episode because, as you guys know, I had initially kind of said I was going to do this on the weekly, and I still anticipate doing this on the weekly moving forward. But I want to throw kind of a special episode out there today in light of watching Capital One's The Match 2.0 yesterday. So if you're listening, I got to imagine you tuned in and caught at least parts of the match with Tiger and Phil and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. And all I have to say is, wow, that was a ton of fun to watch. I got to say, I mean, following up on the first match with Tiger and Phil last year, it was fun. It was cool. I enjoyed watching it. But I think this one, just bringing in Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and having the team aspect and the different formats between front nine and back nine, and just to kind of see everything that went into what this broadcast had to offer between raising money for COVID-19 relief. That's obviously a great cause, and glad to see those guys get out there and do what they did to benefit others and the people that are kind of having a tough time with everything that's going on. But then to see the quality of golf, I mean, shoot, Tiger Woods, he looked as good as ever. I mean, dude's striping tee shots, hitting great iron shots, wedge games there, putters there. I mean, I didn't have low expectations for Tiger because obviously myself being a competitive golfer and with knowing what it means to kind of get out there and want to get the W, especially after taking a loss to Phil Mickelson in last year's match, I'm sure Tiger was highly motivated to get out there and play well and give Phil at least a significant run for his money, especially gosh, if you follow Phil Mickelson on social media, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it may be, the dude talks trash. The dude is a hysterical trash talker. Just coming at Tiger, talking about how he's got to play his home course, got to do this, got to do that, take the advantages he can. And to see Tiger come out and just really, really dog on Phil, and then on top of that, just stripe it for 18 holes was really, really cool. Phil Mickelson's game, again, to kind of go back to the trash talk, I kind of had higher expectations and thought that maybe there would be a little bit more there. He was pretty flat coming out. The first six holes or so were a little underwhelming for Phil, I think. But obviously, kind of as they got into the match and got things rolling, Phil and Tom Brady were three down pretty quickly. And I think after a little bit there, Phil kind of kicked it into gear and kind of found what he was looking for. But you could tell there was some frustration early, and he was kind of riding the struggle bus for a little bit. But pros aside, I mean, those guys are supposed to, you expect those guys to show up and have a game, and they're out there, and that's what they do. They play golf, they compete, and kind of in a more casual environment and atmosphere like the match 2.0, I can't imagine the nerves were too high for those two. But Brady and Manning, on the other hand, how fun was that? Those guys, to hear them and see them talk about and be nervous, that was cool, because not only, obviously, they're both great athletes, they're NFL superstars, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, but to hear them kind of talk about the level of discomfort they felt to be in a different arena and to be in kind of the world that Tiger and Phil live in, and have to not just hit golf shots, but I mean, they're on national TV. They know that. They feel that. There's a little bit of a, maybe no gallery, but with the broadcast element there, with JT out there being kind of an on-course reporter and doing some things, just the level of nerves and anxiety that those two felt was kind of fun to watch. It's very relatable. Obviously, if you're listening and you're out there and you're playing competitive golf as well, amateur level, junior level, whatever that may be, you guys are all familiar with first tee jitters, and to see Phil and Tom get out there and experience that and see what that looked like on television, that was kind of fun. Very relatable, for sure. But to kind of touch on Tom and Peyton, kind of a tale of two different swings, two different athletic abilities there, and obviously both great athletes, as I had mentioned, but Peyton Manning, a little unorthodox. I mean, he still hits a lot of great positions and swing looks good, but man, does it produce golf shots. I mean, he's a little kind of squatty at address and kind of low and flat on the way back, and tempo's good, but to see that motion and then see the results, it was really cool. And obviously right now, this day and age, I mean, we're watching some of the premier golfers like a Dustin Johnson, a Bubba Watson, and new out on tour, the Matthew Wolfs out there, and seeing kind of this the swing your own swing mentality take a little bit more root, and I'm totally on board with that, because honestly it's all about getting the ball in the hole and hitting the shots that you're trying to hit. So Peyton Manning out there, a little bit different, a little quirky swing, but shoot, the dude hits great golf shots, and so that was a riot to watch. And then kind of on the flip side, you got Tom Brady, who really, really, from a technical standpoint, the golf swing looked primo. He looked like he was hitting all the spots and very graceful, very rhythmic, good tempo. And then some of the shots were just not there. And maybe partially nerves and stuff like that. And you can't dog the guy too hard, because he is obviously an NFL quarterback and not a professional golfer. But very, very pretty golf swing. And just some of the shots, you're just like, oh, I didn't expect that, kind of that thing. But then how about that hole out? I mean, come on, the dude, how funny is that? And on national TV, you got this guy who's having a tough go of it. He's fighting the fight and doing what we all do out there when things kind of go south, and just kind of grinding and hanging in there. And then you got Charles Barkley kind of dogging him over the mic and on national TV, kind of throwing shade at him. And then for Tom to step up and just jar one from the fairway, like, come on, does that really happen? Like, how many times does that happen to you guys? Because it doesn't happen to me too often when my game's not sharp and not exactly trending in the right direction to just be out there and just kind of knock one in from buck 40 or however far out he was. But incredible to see, and super, super fun to watch, and just what an incredibly opportune time to do something like that when you got Charles Barkley dogging you, talking about giving you shots. And if you guys know golf and Charles Barkley a little bit, yikes, that's kind of all I got to say about that. Sorry, Chuck. Good dude, fun to watch. Love the commentary, but that golf swing, man, I don't even have words for that one. And I know there's been a lot of coaches and a lot of other players that don't have a lot of words for it either. But to throw shade at Tom Brady and have him step up and do what he did and just dunk one on you was pretty cool. That was cool to see. So the match 2.0, though, I got to say the broadcast was stellar. I really, really enjoyed it. Having players mic'd up, obviously, was really, really cool, hearing Tiger and Phil kind of talk trash again throughout the match. Peyton Manning is funny as all get out. I mean, the dude is just, he's so casual and cool and collected, but just comical. And the way he talks is just unreal. And I just couldn't get over some of the things he was saying and some of the jokes he was making. And Tom Brady, having him mic'd up, of course, was cool to see too. He definitely didn't seem to be as engaged in the trash talk, but I can only attribute that to maybe trying to find his game a little bit and trying to find a swing and put together a little more of a performance that he was looking to put together on national TV. But anyway, if you watched, obviously, the match 2.0, and then maybe you watched last weekend's TaylorMade event with Rory and DJ and Wolf and Ricky Fowler, I gotta say, like, it was two different ball games there, huh? That TaylorMade driving for relief event was cool to see, and obviously I'm a huge Rory McIlroy fan and love DJ, and really, really am a big fan of Matt Wolf and what he's doing out there, and Ricky Fowler as well is just obviously a man of the people. But to have those guys mic'd up last week and the broadcast that was put together compared to Capital One's The Match, it was no comparison. And I wish that last weekend's match with Rory and DJ and Wolf and Fowler would have been as incredible and as fun to watch as The Match was. I would have really enjoyed to see more kind of the player interaction and the mic'd up. It was just a lot of shots from really far away, and if you guys watched that one too, it wasn't the same. But anyway, this is about The Match, and obviously I, kind of being a huge Tiger Woods fan, was stoked to see him and Manning come out on top. I really thought they were going to kind of run away with it after taking that 3-up lead and really thump on Phil, especially for how much trash talk he was kind of putting out. I really anticipated Tiger kind of doing the whole Stephen Ames thing from the match play years and years ago, and just thump on Phil. 7-6, 5-4. I mean, you don't ever kind of expect a 9-8 performance, especially in a team format with amateurs. But I mean, they tried. They went out there and took that 3-up lead early, and I really thought maybe a 5-4 win was in the realm of possibilities. But glad to see it go to 18. Obviously, that's kind of what you want as an event, and kind of doing it for the people and for COVID-19. You want to see 18 holes. You want to see these guys go toe to toe, go down the wire, and do what they do. And to finish it off in the dark too is kind of cool. Little strange being here in Michigan, and shoot, it doesn't get dark until, gosh, I think I was outside doing stuff last night after the match, and I think it was probably like 9:30, quarter to 10 before it was dark. And it was kind of weird watching it on TV and watching those guys down in South Florida at 8 p.m. and having it be kind of getting dark on them, like really, really getting dark. It looked obviously brighter due to the TV magic and what the cameras are capable of, but fun to watch. Had a blast watching it, and so just wanted to put something out there today to kind of highlight what that match was all about. Obviously raised a ton of money, good cause, and put together some really, really good entertainment. And if yesterday's or last night's match didn't get you excited for the return of golf, I don't know what will, because I mean, knowing that the PGA Tour is going to be kicking things off and ramping back up in the coming weeks, this was a great kind of intermediate segue to that. And listening to JT and Tiger and Phil and just kind of talking about what the game is and where the game's going and getting ramped up for the season to start back up, because I think we've all been missing it. It's been, I know when they kind of canceled out things at the second round of the Players, I was shocked, and to see things just be kind of drawn out the way they have been and not be able to get back to the game and get back to competitive golf the way that we all would like to see. I think we're all chomping at the bit to see these guys get back out there and see what kind of schedules they put together, because it's plain to see that whether it's last week with Ricky and Rory and DJ and Wolf, you know they're pumped and they're amped to get back out there. Tiger, Phil, they're stoked. I'm going to be interested to see kind of who plays where and what. Obviously, Rory's going to kind of get the ball rolling. Sounds like he's going to play the first few events pretty early. We'll see if Tiger does that. Obviously, he's got some restrictions with the back, and he's going to want to peak for the big events, and it's going to be a super, super condensed schedule. So it will be interesting to see kind of where he shows up and when. But I think Phil will be out there. Phil's going to want to get out there, and as I kind of mentioned in pod number one, he's going to want to dust the rust off. I think that might be one of my new slogans. I think we might stick with that. Dust the rust. Again, I've never heard anybody else say that, so I think we're going to roll with it, and I think those guys are going to want to get out there and dust the rust off pretty quick and get back into the competitive mode. But anyway, again, just want to throw out a quick pod talking about the match. Hope you guys watched. If you did, hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. It was a ton of fun. Glad to see Tiger get the W, and looking forward to seeing Tom Brady and what the season kind of has to offer for him and the Buccaneers this year. And looking forward to seeing Phil and stuff get back out there on tour as well, to JT and all those guys. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll look forward to catching up with you guys next week. Again, we're going to talk results, West Michigan AM, maybe talk a little bit of prep for the Michigan AM qualifier that I've got coming up on June 4th. But we'll see where that goes. But thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch up with you guys next week.